The rest of this program is devoted to perception, by which I mean perceptions of Mexico by Americans. Yes, this is a very self-centered segment. And let's face it, Mexican tourism and American tourists are both handicapped by perceptions. So let's start with the last place you'd probably ever want to visit, where Marianne is.
Ciudad Juárez. It's where burritos were invented. At least that's what they say. And margaritas, too, right here in this downtown bar.
Please come. Take a burrito. See the restaurants. See the streets.
This is the image Mayor Hector Murguia wants to project of Ciudad Juárez.
Yesterday, we did have 200,000 people in just one park. The streets completely full of cars. The restaurants completely full.
The corrupt police force, Murguia says he's replaced one-third of the officers. A former police director convicted of drug smuggling in the U.S., that's history. He says murders are way down here because of the tactics of his new police chief and his new social programs. And here's how he responds to the U.S. Justice Department suggesting the violence is down because the Sinaloa drug cartel won the war.
I really doubt it. I really doubt it. I'm not an expert. I'm just a presidente municipal, but...
Well, on that topic, one of the images that people have is not only that there is this problem of cartels and the violence that they cause, but there is a problem of public officials being linked with cartels.
Not linked.
How can you prove?
Not linked. I don't have to prove nothing. If there is a public official who is linked with drugs, sooner or later it's going to be dead. And the proof is that we're still alive.
Across the border is El Paso, Texas, billing itself as the safest big city in the United States. The mayor here is known for his plain talk and his guitars.
Well, El Paso's your land, El Paso's my land.
These two cities' economies are inextricably linked. Mayor John Cook says El Paso benefits hugely from the maquiladoras, the factories across the border.
A lot of their top management lives in El Paso, so they buy their houses here, they buy their cars here, they send their kids to school here.
And they pay taxes here.
And they pay taxes here, right? Well, hopefully.
The two mayors make presentations together to convince businesses this is a good place. Cook says he'll offer tips on how to hold on to your ride.
But if you drive a beat-up old clunker, it's not necessarily the vehicle that they want.
Or a lesson from his military spy training.
You don't always take the same route to work or to home.
Very reassuring. The thing is, when the violence got bad in Juarez, Mayor Cook says he couldn't, in good conscience, encourage everyday people to go.
Not only did we stop at encouraging them to go, we started encouraging them not to go. You know, that's like telling people it's safe to drive without your seatbelt or ride your motorcycle without a helmet.
When the violence was reaching its peak, El Paso's Tourism Convention Bureau decided to redo its colorfully illustrated tourist map of El Paso and Juarez together.
They said, we'll sponsor one, but if you delete Juarez, we don't want to send tourists to Juarez.
Jose Alejandro Lozano has been designing these maps out of his home since 1978, highlighting landmarks on both sides of the border for various clients. For the 2010 map, he says he reluctantly agreed to remove Juarez.
For 4 days straight, they put headline news. Ciudad Juarez has disappeared from the map.
On the new map, he colorfully illustrated the streets of El Paso and, below the border, just dry brown desert where Juarez was supposed to be.
We have the same blood. We have the same relatives. And it's like one of your kids or one of your members in your body has a problem. You can't just cut it off. You want to fix it. You want to take care of it.
During the last 6 years, Demetrio Sotomayor says tourism in Juarez dropped by about 60%. Now it's coming up again, but as director of tourism for the state, he has a lot to surmount. So when Lozano called him up this year to suggest they make yet another El Paso tourist map, this time including Juarez, Sotomayor said, let's do it.
We feel that they're endorsing to come to Juarez, and we're very happy for that. We're thankful and happy that they allowed us to be back in their map.
But Sotomayor may be excessively grateful. El Paso's Tourism Convention Bureau wasn't interested.
They said, no, we don't want to sponsor it.
Instead, it's the state of Chihuahua that's giving seed money. So this time around, it's Juarez promoting its link to El Paso. The effort to push a new image of Juarez extends well beyond public officials. There's a growing movement of colectivos, groups of young people putting their own mark on the city.
Okay, ¿cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Daisy Acevedo García.
Like the mural these kids are painting on the wall of a well-trafficked underpass.
Algunos dicen que aquí los de Juárez son malos.
Daisy says some people think people from Juárez are bad. This is her way of saying no. Somewhere on the internet, you can find a photo of this bridge with a body hanging off it and a note scrawled by some member of a drug gang. Now, young faces in gray and white paint are populating its walls. At a working-class home on a Friday night, Susana Molina, a.k.a. The Black Sheep, appears on a friend's internet radio show, Voices of the Underground. She's also part of the collective movement, but rap is her mode of expression.
Bueno, en lo personal, para mí es importante registrarme, ¿no?
She says for her, it's important just to register her voice here as a strong young woman with a lot to say in a city better known for girls who disappear.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.